This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
I'd gotten pregnant and I hadn't told my parents that I was thinking about having a baby or anything. So it was quite nerve-wracking going to them and, you know, waiting until the right time. And, you know, I was going to start to show soon, so I thought, oh, I better go and tell them. And it was actually a much more positive experience than I had expected. And they had lots of questions because the baby was conceived by donor sperm and they didn't know about all those processes and stuff. So I told them a little bit about that. They were concerned about, you know, making sure that the baby would be healthy and that kind of thing. And by the end of the conversation, they were saying, well, a baby's always good news. And they were overjoyed. And I'm really happy. And I suppose one of the things that's specific, you know, lots of dykes and gay men are happy having children now, but I guess one of the important things for me as someone from a migrant background is that she's learning my language, she's learning to speak Italian, and my partner is from a Greek background, so she's also learning Greek. So she's really having a very positive experience of growing up trilingual, because she's learning English as well, with Greek grandparents and Italian grandparents who really accept her and love her, and that's been a fantastic part of my life. So very positive experience of having a child and from being from a migrant background. I must say I haven't always loved being Italian, because I was brought up in this southeastern suburb called Moorabbin, where there were about 80% of the people there were from Anglo-Australian background and 20% from a migrant background. So we're very much in the minority, and it was quite a racist environment. I guess what happened was I learnt about my culture not through people from my culture, but I learnt about it reflected back to me from the dominant culture, which for me was very negative. You know, we heard that we're spaghetti eaters and that we, you know, that we're wogs and we're a bit greasy and all of those horrible stereotypes that people say now about more recently arrived migrants. But back then it was the Italians and Greeks and Lebanese who were, and Turkish who were part of the targeted groups. I suppose that it just went on from there. And now I'm really proud, although, you know, it's a fact of birth. You can't, in some ways, you can't be proud of being from a particular background, except that when you're part of the minority culture, it's very important to be proud. And the same as, you know, being lesbian, it's important to be proud of being exactly who you are. I think one of the things that I hear a lot these days is that our migrant cultures are more conservative and more homophobic than Anglo culture. And that's something that I definitely haven't found. I find that people in the Italian community are homophobic, as well as people in the Anglo-Australian community being homophobic. And I think the best example of that is John Howard, who is trying to stop us from getting married. You know, not everybody wants to get married, but it's about having equal rights. So if you see that as the pinnacle of Anglo-Australian thinking and ways of treating its citizens, I would say that I've experienced more homophobia amongst the Anglo community, and it has much more power over my life than I have within the Italian community. Look, it's important for me to see my culture reflected back at community events and things like that. But I think it's more important that racism is decreased in our community. I think for me, coming from a migrant background, of course, you know, I like to celebrate all the things that there are to celebrate about being Italian. But I also want to be an equal member of my community. And that's probably a more significant issue. So I want to have my human rights respected. I want to have equal rights. I want to also not go to community events and be offended by some of the performances that might be put on, or by the things that people say about my culture and about other migrant brothers and sisters in the migrant communities as well. I think that's probably what I would be aiming for, to address racism in our community.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.